In Providence, Rhode Island, a Superior Court ruling may clear the way for a national precedent. Paint companies could be held liable for health problems related to lead in paint. Rhode Island is attempting to force 8 companies to pay to abate the lead paint hazards that plague the state's older homes and care for poisoned children. The suit was inspired by the tobacco settlement, but lawyers for the paint companies reject the comparison. From member station WRNI, Nate DeMeo reports.
Figures released last month by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that rates of lead poisoning in children are declining nationwide. But in Rhode Island, the problem remains epidemic. According to the state health department, nearly 10% of Rhode Island children under the age of 6 suffer from lead poisoning. In low-income communities, it's estimated that 1 in 5 children has dangerously elevated blood lead levels. The health care and abatement costs are enormous. Rhode Island Attorney General Sheldon Whitehouse wants the paint companies to pick up the tab. Whitehouse originally hoped to get the former lead paint producers named in the suit to reimburse the state for costs related to treating lead poisoning and to providing special education services required by children who have suffered brain damage as a result of their exposure to lead paint. The judge is allowing the state to continue its pursuit of only one of its claims. It can seek damages to cover the substantial cost of abating lead paint hazards.
What I want is for the lead paint companies to come into this state and clean up the mess that they, more than anyone else, are responsible for making. And how much it costs them to do that is really their business. Is it going to be very expensive? Yes. Do I care? No. And if it costs some money for the lead paint industry to clean it up, well, that's just too bad. They made the mess. They can clean it up.
Lawyers for the paint industry disagree. The sale and production of lead paint was banned by the federal government in 1978. Former U.S. Attorney General Richard Thornburgh represents several companies named in the suit. He contends the problems that arise from the presence of lead paint are no longer the manufacturer's responsibility. He says that paint companies voluntarily withdrew lead paint from the market decades ago.
So that any hazard that the Attorney General is complaining to exist today has to result from the failure to maintain the surfaces properly where the lead paint was originally applied some 50 years ago.
The state's attorney has gone after landlords who fail to remove lead paint from their properties. But Whitehouse maintains that the fact that lead paint has been long gone from store shelves does not free the companies from their responsibility.
Did they do their wrongs a long time ago? Yes. But they did their wrongs, and they're the ones who should have a role in cleaning up the mess that they made. It shouldn't just be the business of Rhode Island's children and taxpayers.
Rhode Island is the first state to file this type of lawsuit, modeled after the tobacco lawsuits that eventually resulted in a $200 billion settlement in 1998. Other states considering similar actions will be monitoring this case. This troubles Richard Thornburgh.
I don't think this is a particularly healthy development. It seems to me that deciding what is lawful and the basis for any liability is a function of the legislature rather than of individual attorneys general.
Attorney General Whitehouse says he's open to a settlement. But Thornburgh and the other attorneys representing the defense say that one would only invite further lawsuits. Both sides say an appeal of yesterday's ruling is unlikely. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMeo in Providence.